Well, for the third Sunday in a row now, Jesus is using parables to help us understand the kingdom of heaven. He started with the sower and the seed, if you remember 2 weeks ago. And then last week, it was the weeds and the wheat. And today, he compares the kingdom of heaven to a treasure buried in a field, to a pearl of great price, and to a net thrown in the sea. I think he really wants us to understand heaven. I think he really wants us to be there. But before we can think about that, I'd like to offer a warm welcome to those of you who are visiting this morning. You know, we have visitors every weekend here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is awesome. But in particular, welcome to those of you who might be visiting or coming home for the beginning of Dodge City Days. Now, I know this is not a great welcome, but I think it's only fair that I let you know that I already found the Dodge City Days medallion. So what did I do with it? Naturally, I put it back where I found it. I know. You can hold your applause. You can thank me later. It just seemed logical to put it back. Wait a minute. No, that's not logical at all. Where did I get that idea from? Well, I don't know how many times I've heard the parable of the treasure buried in the field and didn't think about how weird it was that when the man found the treasure, he didn't take it and run. He put it back. Now, granted, he went and sold everything he had to buy the field, so he still got the treasure. We'll come back to that in a minute. But the first reaction is, why not just take the treasure? Then he could have had his stuff and the treasure. Well, it turns out that I'm not the only one who thought of that. St. Hilary of Poitiers, who is one of the doctors of the church from the 300s, who we should thank for making sense of the Catholic faith and passing it on to us. St. Hilary said, quote, "He who found it could certainly have carried it off in secret at the time he hid it. And carrying it off, there would have been no need for him to buy it." Can you imagine St. Hilary of Poitiers saying, "Finders keepers, losers weepers"? So the fact that a man found a treasure buried in a field says something about the kingdom of heaven. But the fact that he buried it again and went and sold everything to buy that field must also say something about the kingdom of heaven. And I think it says two things. First, that the kingdom of heaven doesn't come without cost. And second, that the cost is absolutely worth it. Now, the cost to buy that field is different for everyone. But being a disciple involves some level of commitment. You know, the fact that you're here right now means that you're not somewhere else. You could be eating, or watching TV, or working. But you're here. You know, I know people who have broken up with their girlfriend or their boyfriend. I know people who have walked away from a job because that relationship or that job was leading them farther away from Christ. If you challenge yourself to give 1% more of your income to the church each year, up to that biblical 10%, or even a portion of what you leave behind, that's more of your income that you're not using for something else. And there are plenty of seminarians like our own, or women religious, who have left behind a college scholarship or a good job offer to focus on God's call for them. You know, those are just a few examples. I could come up with hundreds. You could give me your own example. The kingdom of heaven doesn't come without a cost. But in every example I gave you, and hopefully in your own, you've discovered that that cost is absolutely worth it. Whether we're talking about something little that you had to live without, or a major change in life, where there's great love, sacrifice is easy. You know, this November, every single parish in our diocese will participate in our own stewardship renewal, a chance to commit to share our time, our ability, our tithe and alms out of love for God and neighbor. And where there's great love, sacrifice is easy. I don't know what I was thinking, putting that medallion back. You know, I think this afternoon I'm going to go right back to the corner of... Never mind. You know, Jesus really is the pearl of great price, the treasure buried in a field. Once you find him, it's worth everything. We discover him here this morning in the Eucharist. And in finding this treasure, may we seek it all the more.